So we're doing a quick introduction to Muktzeh. There are objects that Chazal forbade our movement, even our touching, and they are objects which we call Muktzeh. Muktzeh technically is a fig that was placed aside to be dried, and the prototype for Muktzeh is a fig that someone took to dry and put it on top of his roof. And that fig usually goes through a process in which it becomes inedible. It first becomes like half rotten, and then it dries and becomes yummy and edible. So when one puts his figs on top of his rooftop, those figs are muktzeh. Those figs, he removes them from his mind. He doesn't plan on using them until they become ready. So that's the prototype for muktzeh. Now, why did Chazal institute that we may not move objects? The Rambam says the reason is because v'korosa la Shabbos oneg, Shabbos has to be a day of pleasure, and we don't want to speak the way we speak on a weekday. And Chazal say we also shouldn't carry the way we do on a weekday, because we're worried. If you start carrying like on a weekday, you'll end up getting a mover's job. You'll end up moving. When can I move my apartment? When can I set things up in my house? Shabbos. So Chazal said, no, we don't want Shabbos to look like a weekday. Just like Chazal said, you're not allowed to talk on Shabbos like you do on a weekday. You're not supposed to go around talking business and stuff like that. By the same token, Chazal didn't want us carrying things around like on Shabbos. So Chazal said, what you use for your work, what you use for things that are prohibited, that's muktzeh. Furthermore, Chazal were concerned we might come to fixing things on Shabbos, and then a person won't rest on Shabbos. Chazal wanted us to rest. There are more reasons that are given. There's the idea that some people don't work in the field, and if they could do their job all week long, a guy is a businessman. So by his resting from work, you can't tell that it's Shabbos. We're worried that a person will come using the utensils. If you're allowed to carry around the pen in your pocket, you might come to use it. If you're allowed to walk around with the cell phone when it rings, you might come to answering it. So Chazal said, don't touch it, don't carry it around. It was a way of ensuring that we don't do melacha. Imagine a guy's cell phone suddenly rings, he answers it, and he says, wait a second, it's Shabbos. These things can happen. Now, there are people whose job, they work all week, white-collar jobs. So if they were allowed to carry anything they wanted to carry around, their cell phone, their pens and stuff like that, they couldn't tell it was Shabbos because their work doesn't involve harvesting and plowing and all the major melachos. So Chazal said, if we're all careful not to carry around the objects that we're prohibited to use, that's a way we'll all feel Shabbos. It's a way of ensuring that we too feel Shabbos. Another reason behind muktzeh is that we are prohibited from carrying things from domain to domain into Rishus HaRabim, right? Or within Rishus HaRabim. So Chazal said, if we're careful what we carry, then we'll also come to being careful on not carrying where we're prohibited from. Now, there are eight types of muktzeh. There's kli shem nachto liisu, a vessel whose primary use is for something that's prohibited. We say a scissors. What do you do with scissors? You cut. You're not allowed to cut on Shabbos. So scissors would be a kli shem nachto liisu. Then there's muktzeh mechamat chesron ki, something that's very precious. Your shochet. Now, that knife is very, very precious. Aside from the fact that you use it for something that's prohibited on Shabbos, it's also a very precious object. So that's an object you don't just carry around. That's the second type of muktzeh. The third type of muktzeh is muktzeh mechamat gufo or mechamat isu. We'll see examples for that. The thing itself is muktzeh, a rock, or because of an iser. Then you have basis ledavar asu. It's a basis for something that's aser. Your wallet has money in it. That's the whole point of the wallet. So the money is resting on the wallet. The wallet is a basis ledavar asur. It's a basis for something that's prohibited. Mechubar beben hashmashot is the fifth example. If you have a flower that someone snips off the tree on Shabbos, so being that it was attached to the ground when Shabbos came in, it was muktzeh. Whatever is muktzeh when Shabbos comes in remains muktzeh. Shabbos is classified and muktzeh is classified by the minute it enters, otherwise known as ben hashmashot. Then you have muktzeh mechamat mitzvah, things that are set aside from a mitzvah. Your lulav, your esrog, you don't use on Shabbos, they're set aside for a mitzvah. The schach is set aside for a mitzvah. You can't just go picking off fruits off the schach, even though it's not attached to the ground, because that was all part of your schach. Things that were set aside for a mitzvah are muktzeh mechamat mitzvah. The seventh one is kli shem nachto liisur. Shein bo shimush heter. The first thing was kli shem lachto leiser that you could use for heter. Scissors you could use to open, let's say you want to open a bag of bamba. in a way that's mutter and Shabbos. You want to open a bisli, some snacks, you could use the scissors. Then you have a klishim lachtel iser that you can't use for a heter, that it's only used for an iser. And the eighth one is mukta mechamat gzeira. And Be'ezrat Hashem, as we continue, we'll learn about each type of mukta. The concept that we say that a rock is mukta, that's a rock that's not used. When they used rocks as toilet paper, for example, so any rocks that they set aside for toilet paper were not mukta. We mean a rock... Correct. A rock that is used for a specific purpose is not muktzeh.